That first paragraph, really, didn't we? Yes, I think so. That's where the mark is, anyway. So we'll start out with Wayahakov. Wayahabod Yahakov.
Right. It would have been Bob who was next.
Bob was up next, so he's not here, so.
So John's up.
John.
You're quiet.
All the fingers pointing to you again.
Yaakov, Rachel, Shiva, Shanim, Asher, Hayu, Ba'inau, Yamim, Aharim, Ba'ahava.
Why don't you stop right there? We'll have the other one pick up and just take the location. Okay.
And Jacob served for Rachel 7 years, which they were in his eyes like a few days. Like a few days in his loving her.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. That's a literal rendering. Jacob served for Rachel 7 years, which were in his eyes as several days, because he loved her, the idea is in his loving her, and that you get a kind of cause and effect relationship from the causal relationship. So, what do they give you here? Yes, because he loved her. So, that you literally, it's in his loving her.
You could say in his loving her.
Yeah, in his loving her. Right. It's an infinitive with a suffix on it, and that's going to indicate the duality. It's his loving. So,
his loving.
Yeah. So he's the subject of infinitive. Okay. then we'll start with Wyomer there, and then you can read through to what he says.
Okay. Wyomer.
Elder daughter, and gave her to Jacob, and he, that is Jacob, went into her in the night.
Okay. Good. Okay, any questions? Put a comment on that. That's straightforward. Okay. Yes, Dave.
I wanted to tell something to you, but there, do you have a doubt about the Yod too?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Problem.
I don't think it's just a little bit bigger than the other dot. It's just a form. And I think that's just a trick. And that dot is a little bit...
It's not supposed to be there.
No, it's not supposed to be there. Yes, Eric, you said that.
Older man holds the place.
Yeah. What's that?
Older man holds the place.
Oh, all the men of the place? Yes, that's what I had.
Anishay is consort, right?
Yes.
I think it's the kingpin.
Did you say something different?
All the men of the place.
That place.
Oh.
Oh, did you say all the men of that place?
All the men of the place.
You did. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's all the men of the place. Yeah.
Not my comb, man.
This means place.
Right.
If you wanted to, you just have to say Papu or...
I guess a little license, men of that place.
Oh, okay.
Men of the place.
All right.
Some particular place.
Yeah, that would be more of something you've taken up from the context, but yeah, it's not from there. Will allow a little bit of grace. But it doesn't have the demonstrative. Any other questions?
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Hamakoma.
Right, it's not Hamakoma, or this place, or Tahu, or something. Okay, any other questions? Tony, go ahead then with the first line up to the double dots there. Well, no, I guess we'll go all the way to the period. That's just a short statement. So, almost to the end of the first line.
Yayahi Ka'asher Ba'a Ya'akov Baboker Ki Lea Itu Itho.
Yeah, Itho.
Itho Wayomer El Laban Maze Maze.
That's the feminine form. Mazo.
Mazo.
Mazo. Sometimes you see Maze and they say Mazo or something like that.
Asata. Asita.
Mm-hmm. Asita.
Asita Lee.
Okay, good.
And it was according to Rod's see, but
mm-hmm.
it doesn't make sense to me, so
yeah.
Anyway, I'll say what I got.
Okay.
Play with that.
It doesn't make sense to me.
That's why.
It is a temple modifying phrase.
Sure, take it this way. Anyway. And it was according as he saw he served in the morning because Leah, and I'm not sure what Otu means anymore.
Which one?
Oh,
Ito.
Ito.
Okay.
I forgot that.
Yeah, it means with him. With him. So,
oh, I
see. You know, the asset is the preposition.
With him.
Ito, or Otu.
Because Leah with him.
You might say for the key of that here rather than because in this case this more talking about result rather than cause. Could be either one, but the context it might tip you off better to the reading if you say that. He saw that Leo was with him.
And he said to Laban,
get better in the Hebrew. You really get the feeling out of it here. Ah, no,
I'm not even sure.
Asita means
Maz is where?
What? This that you have done to me. Almost like the Ma Zolt there. You can tell that Zolt is giving you some impact. You could have just said Ma Zolt.
Oh,
Ma Zolt has got a lot more emotional impact. And I think he just said just translates the same. It doesn't have any translation on it. It's got some value. You call it translation value.
Now
right, okay.
He was upset because
Okay. Now that first clause is full work. More work on that first clause. We have a rather long temporal modifying clause here. So everything from Ka'asher to Ito is part of what? Part of the modifying temporal modifying clause. So you say Waihi Ka'asher Ra'a Ya'akov Baboker Ki Lea Ito. So the way you should, in English it would translate it like this: and when Jacob saw in the morning that Leah was with him, he said it to Laban. A more literal translation would be, and it's, how do we work this one out? This one's the hardest one. And it was when Jacob saw
in the morning that
Leah was with him, and he said, you could do it that way, but it isn't law rules. But
I think
the Hebrew is flowing
through.
Yeah, that's just it. Once you start catching on to the way that Hebrew is thinking, you don't have any problem with it anymore. Oh, that's very logical.
even in the translation, and it was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's not too bad either.
You can think of it in translating that way. It keeps it straight for me.
It's certainly, you know, I almost favor a translation like that just so that you keep thinking the Hebrew pattern. When you translate literally like that, your Hebrew idiom is coming out. And of course, if you're talking to anybody else but a Hebrew student, they don't describe that, but the Hebrew students will. Okay. So, and it was when Jacob saw in the morning that Leah was with him, and Jacob said, Mazel Tov. Yeah, that would be quite an experience. Sure, there was emotion behind that statement. Okay, then the next, Peter, I guess. I'll catch you a little bit.
Hallo, Berachel, Avati, Inaka, Lama, Remi, Dani.
Okay.
Remi, Dani. Have not I served for Rachel with you? But why have you deceived me?
Okay. Yes. So the ha there is a interrogative hey, and so did I not serve you? Did I not serve with you for Rachel? And why have you deceived me? Okay. Lama would seem for us why. The verb form, they gave you a number five on this. This is one of the things that are talking about the future, that we're going to come to in the future, where you have a pronominal, you have an object suffix in addition to the normal suffix. So ra'isa, you see, ra'isa would be you deceived.
Right.
And then the ni on the end is an object suffix, you deceived me.
So you're using almost like the objective form of the pronoun.
Yeah, right. It's kind of a contraction of ani or something like that, right. And it's the same philosophy, so I think, but you do get some different changes and so forth, and it gets to be nasty. So.
Do they contract the other ones as well?
Sometimes the other ones get contracted, and a lot of them end up being the same suffix as you've already been familiar with. The worst thing is not so much the suffix, it's what happens to the previous suffix. And the vowels and that. You see, here you get the comments reduced to pop out here.
But you'd probably be able to read and understand.
Oh, yeah. Recognition is for that. Recognition, you know, it's got to be that.
Yeah.
But to figure out that this is where the problem is, to figure out the form is one thing, to recognize it.
In that respect, it makes the whole task much more enjoyable. You wait through this year a while, but then once you get into
it. When you get into translating, you won't have near the trouble because you recognize it. Okay. But see, that enables you to you could say a whole sentence in Hebrew in one word.
Subject, verb, and object.
You have deceived me.
Yeah, you have deceived me. A whole thing. Okay, you got the you, you've got the deceived, you got the me. All in one word.
Greatly deceived.
Yeah.
Change it to
a. Just put a mold on the end.
No, I mean.
Or a PL.
A
yeah,
PL,
sure.
Just change it.
A lot of things you can do with Hebrew. A lot of ways to express it.
Reflect if you deceive me for me. What if it caused me to deceive myself?
Oh, boy. Okay. Any other questions on that?
Yeah, how come you didn't?
Okay, then starting with Wayomer.
Vayomer Laban Bimkomenu Ein Rasen Atsoyera Bikne Atsoyera. And Laban says, in our place it is not permitted to give the younger before the firstborn or else.
Yes, exactly. Right. Laban said, in our place, it is not permitted to give the younger before the firstborn. Okay, good. Any questions there?
I had trouble with that. Okay.
I knew what it had to say, but I didn't. Yeah. I couldn't figure out what
that was. Well, I think that
looking all over.
The lamed with the comments is what threw you off. It's the preposition lamed. stuck onto the infinitive construct. And he gets, you know, he put a note down there. Preposition lama appears as lama comes before infinitive with a stress first syllable. That's infinitive. The construct following with the following noun. So it's got a stress first syllable because it's only got one syllable. You know? So a lot tape there they gave you down there. The last one on page one. Okay.
I did see the last one.
But the lama is just the preposition lama. That's what can throw you off sometimes because you're used to seeing that either with a shawa or with, you know, something like the olive follows or something like that, you kind of expect the commas. But
I noticed the infinitive construct, but I couldn't find that form anywhere. I mean, it had to be.
Were you looking up? Yeah, right.
What
verse is that coming from?
From Nathan. From Nathan.
To give.
To give.
Oh, okay.
And given the lama is the preposition. And the tape would be the infinitive construct part of Nathan. But you don't, it's hardly recognizable.
Well, that's
so it was not permitted to give. And then that idiom you had for in Latin, you know, they gave you an idiom for not permitted to, you know, in the preposition lama that is in the construct. So it's not, in our place, it is not permitted to give the younger before the first one.
So Jacob would have known that he could have fixed Leah up and been okay, right?
Yeah. So he said, why didn't you tell me that first one? I assumed you knew. That's it. Okay. Now, but they, it looks like, you know, this was probably a kind of a typical scenario, you know, that the fathers are trying to get rid of, you know, the first one was kind of homely and the other one was, and I bet that a lot of them had troubles, you know, trying to get rid of the first one first. Okay. Yeah. Who's up next? Eric.
A fan. A fan. Yam a tro. Ba abuda. Asher. Ha abu. Imadi. Teva. Shanim. Asheho.
Okay. Give you a special deal here.
He, I will also give for the labor which he will work to establish me 7 other years.
Okay. I will also give, those would be this one for feminine. So this one. If it was he, it would be the other. But I will also give you this one, and it's feminine, in exchange for the labor which you shall serve with me for another 7 years. That's what the idea is, pretty close to what you had there.
So he has been established, and you're trying to take that from the rock.
Oh, yeah. Did you say established?
I couldn't understand
It's that variant form. It took me to figure that out. What the variant form of
Imad.
Okay, Imad. I pretty much found it by the page.
I had some trouble. I
did.
Okay.
Okay. There it is, page 64. This is the last line before second, the line in between 69 and 70. An equally common variant of first singular is Mazi. With me,
Okay. Now, if you were, my library, you're probably trying to find that from a verb form or something. You know, I just see
it. Yeah, it looks just like Iman. Except it's a doubling of the main message.
Yeah.
You've got to watch everything.
I thought you were about to do
it. It was back there, but it was kind of buried. It's a good case in point, though, because once in a while in the text you'll see some of these older forms or variant forms, and you're not expecting them sometimes, and it can throw you off. You could think you're looking at a verb form or something like that. Okay, so I will give you this one, also this one, in exchange for the labor which you shall serve with me for another 7 years. So it says, for you only 7 more years. Sitting back for that 7 years. Okay. Then, Christ, last one.
Wahyatin Lavan et Rakeo. Laban gave Rachel to Jacob to wife or for a wife.
Yeah.
And Jacob networked or
served
Laban 7 years after this. Now, literally, I'd say in Rachel, not on 4 days.
Yeah, the ending was four. To serve four, yeah.
Would it be other, literally, he served other 7 years?
He served another 7 years. Yeah. Other 7 years is kind of literal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he's got served. Let's see, Jacob served Laban.
Mm-hmm.
And I took that as a with. I have labored with Laban another 7 years.
With Laban.
Because up above he said he would labor with him. He says, I mean it.
Oh, I see.
And he worked.
And he worked.
Yeah, and he worked with Laban, is what I think you need to do, because you got a third person.
Well, Jacob worked
with
Laban. Because
he worked.
It kind of depends on how you take that verb.
If you take it as serve, then it's transitive,
and you can take the direct object. If you take it as work in English, that's kind of an intransitive thing. Most of the time, the verb work is used that way. Now, I guess you'd have to look at that verb and see if they give any specification on that. That was decided. Did anybody check that? Did they just give serve or work?
We had other words for work, right?
The Ev is a servant, so they're taking it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to claim the place where Abad is in the vocabulary. Maybe way back there.
The word serve or till the ground, I think that was back when we started the reading with Adam. Till the ground.
Was there any place up there where it said that he worked with him, served with him, actually?
Well, he will serve with me, Imati. He will serve with me. And I think in the earlier it says he.
It looks like it's ambiguous. Looks like it can go either way down unless that context. Without that context, I would be inclined to say serve Laban. That's really the most natural way to take it. Because Abad does have the idea more of a serving. But I guess it could go either way here, just from what we, because even when you add the context to it where he did say serve with me and use that different form for with. So I guess I would accept either one there. Okay. Now we have to go back up to part C next. We do C and D. So who's that bat, John? Number one. We'll do the odd ones here only.
Lo yakov ki la'i night.
There was a missing S in this one, too. I've got marked in here. There should be an S in there, but it's not. So we ran into one of those before, didn't we?
Yeah,
was it, this wasn't it, but...
This is a hard
one.
Yeah, it's a
puzzle. Okay.
I am not able to carry these stones because they are too heavy to carry for me. Too heavy for me to carry.
Yeah, too heavy for me to carry to lift. Yeah. So I've got. Yeah, I am not able, or I cannot, or it could be I could not too. So you get a perfect for this verb, even though it can sometimes be kind of a
stated
verb. Yeah, you know. Or, so either I could not literally, or I cannot raise up these stones or lift up these stones because they are too heavy for me to lift them. Or literally, they're heavy from me, heavy from my lifting them. They are heavy from my lifting them. That's what the literal idea is. Because you're using it for the construct there. So literally, they are heavy from my lifting them, or too heavy for my lifting them, or for too heavy for me to lift, be in English. So I cannot or could not raise up these stones because they are too heavy for me to lift them. Okay. Very nice classic reading that I can keep reading. Number three, going back to Duck.
Hello.
Number three.
Okay.
We're going to an odd one here. Gather the people to this place, but they perish in the hands of the enemy.
Gather the people hither?
Hither, oh, yeah, to this place, hither.
Okay, that's
fine. Okay. That one is, I always think we said that. I remember lots of bouts with that one. Day number five, was there another question? Sorry.
Can you say, I will gather?
Well, no, because this one is that's kind of tricky because it looks like a this is a one olive verb. So you've been looking at some of these one nuns or something where you lose and then you get the olive there, but this is your vocab.
On
top is the form,
right.
And so at both is the imperative form of this. Did they give a paradigm like this on it's like Akal. If you go back to page 127, these one olive, it's a one olive, and they break those down into several categories, but the one olive on page 127, you can find the paradigm for it. It's about the fifth one down. You have Akal and Yokal, and then Echol, which would be the same thing, Esso.
Oh, yeah.
Imperative. And within the construct is the same too.
What would be the form for it? Where the imperfect and I will gather.
Oh, the imperfect on this guy. They do different things. It depends on whether it's one of those. You get two sigils in some of these. Let's see. most of them, yeah, well, Ahab took a Sari, and let me find a more regular one here. Achal took a Kolam Pasach, and so that's maybe what this guy would do. Let's see. It's really hard to tell for sure which category it's in. It isn't. Well, it, assuming it's exactly like Akal, then it would probably be Osta for the.
For the imperfect issue of. Yeah, and so.
Oh, okay, yeah, that one.
Well, that would be. That's for Asar, but it's yeah, and so for that, so.
Yeah, Asar, okay.
So, can you say then?
That would probably be.
And look at the 28th on page 130.
Yeah,
and
so.
Yeah,
and so.
Okay.
Okay, they give you the form there. So that's the goal type. Okay. You just don't know for sure.
Form, well, the form can be the goal type.
That's the goal. Okay, in that case, it's going to be. Probably into a full paradigm on
a stop or
maybe with the it's probably a Sari.
Mm-hmm. Or Osaf.
See that Aleph is gonna there's only gonna be one Aleph that appears. So it's either gonna be Osaf or Asaf. We knew what this other guy did, we know what this one did. Looks like it's regular. But see, you can't always tell this from the fact that they give you the imperfect form doesn't tell you necessarily what it does in that first person form, the imperfect. Because the Ahab does both.
Yeah, they should be forced
to be forced to, I probably better look it up in the back. They may not even tell you, but unless they give you that first person form, you still may not be able to tell.
They've got two forms.
Oh, okay.
So they've got Yohav and Ye'ehav.
Okay, Yohav and Ye'ehav. Okay.
So if it sticks with a single, then we would expect.
So Kolam Pasach probably is
not sponsored.
Okay. The form is probably not even tested. Anyway, what we have here at Pope is imperative. You can see how complicated this gets. And it just doesn't pay us well enough to try that. We'll just stick with the ones we've got and be content with that for now. And then when we see them, we may have to make some decisions.
In context, we probably would have seen this being imperative because it wouldn't fit to say, I will get.
Yeah, in the course of the context, you're not going to switch with all of this, but I will get it. Remember, too, though, if you didn't have envoy, you didn't have envoy.
Yeah, it could go really either way. I mean, it's king speaking, he's commanding them. And either way, it would make some sense. I will get it.
Given the vowel point here, it's pretty unambiguous. Okay. What we decided would be for the imperfect for the I form? We're not entirely sure, but it looks like from the example he gave, it would probably be Osaf, Laholam, and Pasach. But you might check in court, check real quick and see what they actually use.
Maybe it's just even a
pair. May not, yeah. That's a very good possibility. Okay, the number five, who's next? I forgot what it was. Oh, yes, yeah.
Segor,
yes.
Shahar. Ha'ir, Pen, Yigeshu, Ha'anashim, Vahavragu, Vahan.
Yes.
Close the gate of the city, lest the men approach and they kill us.
Right. Good. Close the gate of the city, lest the men approach and they kill us. Right. All right. Approaching play us, you don't need to repeat the page. number seven, Tony.
Why did he take his toe? Ella. Eli. Elau. Wa Omar. Lama. Fa'ata. Elau. Elai. Benny.
You always get these good
Temporal modifiers. I'm missing all kinds of things here, but...
Twice in a row, you've got the good ones.
I've got, and it was, blank, to me, I will raise the...
It's a converted form, so you're right, but translated is a perfect sense. I raised up. Just because it's a converted imperfect, so you get perfect meaning out of it. Okay, and I raised up.
And I raised up my eyes.
Yes, and I raised up my eyes.
And said,
The Elau would be unto him. I raised up my eyes unto him.
Why did you come to me, my son?
Yes, why did you come to me, my son? Good. Okay, well, then that first part there where you left the blank in there.
Yeah.
It would be the verb to approach. And your gosh there, then you have the infinitive construct, geshet. And then that would be with a suffix that becomes gishto, and puts a base on that, the gishto. That means in his approaching, literally, in his approaching. Or we might say, because the temporal clause, so forth. And when he approached me, I raised up my eyes. And it was in his approaching me, and I raised up my eyes.
So it lost the nun, and then it added the other piece.
Right. It never had a perfect form. So put it in this category. Theoretically, there was a nun there that got...
Well, of course, I'm saying that because according to the back of the book, to approach is...
They go ahead and give you. They put a parentheses or something. It should be because it's not a definite form. They may list it though, just to show you the theory what the form was.
Yes, it's in parentheses.
Okay.
It's not over here. Not under in the English thing. Oh well, I looked under approach.
Yeah, but you look up nagash in the Hebrew and it's in parentheses. I'm sure it's not a biblical.
Well, they gave it without parentheses.
In English, it's without parentheses.
In English, because in English, they're just saying, if you're going to construct an English sentence and I ask you to say two approach, it's a valid Hebrew term to say, nagash, and maybe they still use it.
Yeah.
Use the biblical side.
I should have had my little dictionary with me to use it. Okay, but it's just because, but theoretically, it was a one word, that's right. Even though the perfect form doesn't exist, it's not used.
Okay, anyone else?
Question?
Yes.
Consider
the temporal clause?
Yes, the temporal clause now because we've...
The
why he is introducing your temporal clause, and then your infinitive construct is a very common way to do this. And so, literally, and it was in his approaching me, and I raised my eyes. Or we might say, when he approached me, I raised my eyes.
Isn't that also doesn't have the use of that translated when, either one?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we literally
because it is that's precise. That's usually
one of it is in the approaching. The other one is as the approaching.
Right. Okay. Any other questions? Number nine, Peter.
Kapasti Lin Soa Etmol Solo. Yakulti, Limso, S, Hagadai, Boaz, Kutanti.
Okay.
I'm not sure. I delighted to sojourn.
Yeah, so we want to travel, to set out.
To set out yesterday.
Yeah, this is from, okay.
But I don't, I hope this is right, but I was not able to find my garment or my tunic.
Yeah, okay. I wanted to set out. I wanted to set out yesterday, but I was not able to find my garments and my tunic.
Oh,
man,
I'm good.
Okay.
Where did I travel?
Yeah. Okay, so I wanted to journey or set out or travel. Or...
Well, you must be talking about his spares, right?
Yeah.
I thought I was saying he had a good time
journey,
but he wasn't able to find
it. Oh,
he got lost in the airport.
Yeah, I know. I just all I
the caravan.
Yeah, that would be a problem.
Baggage handlers, right? Got left on the caravan. Go ahead.
There we go.
We'll get it back to you in about 3 years.
We'll send on the next chairman.
That's some interesting sentences. Okay, number 11 then, the last one here, Daniel.
Ara Mishima Tokoro Sati Tru Menu.
Okay.
Come, let us obey his voice because he's right in our eyes.
Yes, come, let us obey his voice or hearken to his voice, depending which way you have it, because he is righteous in our eyes. And, yes, come would be fine. Come now, something like that. You could even put this, how about in here? I guess they just said come, didn't they? Well, come now, or let's, sure. So let's obey, or come now, let's hearken. See, you've got a coordinative form there also. Yeah, you can get that from the coordinative. So what I did is, come now, let us hearken, or come now, let us obey. Yeah, notice that comma say on the nishma'a, which is your coordinative form. Okay, so if you're trying to figure out what that root form was, otherwise. All right, 5 minutes, we can get started with part D, number one. When he approached us, we called to our service. Eric, do you want to try to take a stab at that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I should have had a topic on Midrash.
Yes. Yeah, because you want to say when he approached. Mm-hmm. So you have to put your third person masculine singular suffix on that. And of course, that's going to change your pattern a little bit. So it'd be Begishtol. So why he Begishtol, Eilenu. And what was the next part you have?
When he approached,
I'm assuming they want to use infinitive construct relations, construction. That's what we're doing lately.
Oh, okay.
That's the best way to do it.
I do like
simplest. When you use share and then use the perfect. The trouble is, if this verb, you don't have a perfect.
Well, I figured if it doesn't have a perfect, then just use the imperfect.
Oh, well, that would work out.
All right.
Use a converted imperfect. The trouble is, then, what you've done is you've erased it from being a temporal modifier and put it back into the main sequence.
How do you get a toe on the I said O?
Well, it's from Geshe. See, you get a toe on the end of that infinite construct before the subject comes.
What is that?
See, you've got it...
Yagash.
From Yagash. And you get Geshe for the infinite construct, and with the suffix, it's like Gish T, which would be Gish Po.
had a good look.
When you approach this, we called to our servants. Now you want to use the converted imperfect for we called. I didn't hear. What did you have, Eric?
Vanikra.
Yeah, Vanikra. Okay. Right. Vanikra, and then
El Abadain.
Abadain. Good. You need the wah because you set up a series, when you do this. You start out with Y-E-E, then you need the wah. And it's easy to slip up on that, real easy, because in English we don't say that. Yeah.
That's right. You always have all of
them. Right. Karasaka, what? Oh, okay. If you're calling to someone, you better double check Kara because we do that. Remember, we're in the vocabulary that was.
Kara,
then call to.
Verse Kara to see what kind of notes they gave on.
To call unto someone.
Okay, that's the difference. So you want L here because you're calling unto them. Kara L.
Yeah.
So Wanikra L. Abadena.
Except that it says plus love is to summon them.
Yeah. Well, I suppose when they approach us, we still with our servants will call them. Yeah, you might if you're thinking of it as a But it may be you don't know what the situation is. When they approach us, he might have called a message out to his servants. They go get the food ready, or he may have summoned them to him to talk to them. You don't really know for sure. So from this, he called to our servants.
In English, we'd say we call for our servants if we were
right.
Summoning.
Right. That's a good way to remember that, I think.
Call
someone is to call for. And if you use the long person, it's a lot of
stuff.
Except
that we also get, because we came across this in another exercise, plus what is to name something, something.
Mm-hmm.
Karad, the call of son.
Then you have another the on there, too.
It'd be the same. It's just that in one case you're calling something, something. In other
well,
calling for
the
something.
Difference is that one of them has two object kind of things. You get a complementary type of things. Call something, something. You get the object complementary. You have a couple of things there, and that'll be able to tell you what it is.
Yeah.
As far as the lava, that's no different. But the fact is we have something that helps there. Well, so be it. We'll finish this up tomorrow and get into lesson 30. The one that goes is perfect. We thought these last ones were bad.
We can find out about
the
that's an
imperfect.
That's why the yod.
That's why the yod. The yod on the yagash is the prefix yod on the imperfect.
So the
nun that was there.
Well, there's no
theoretical perfect would be nagash, but it never occurs. That's why.
But it was that part. I think about nagash with fakasing thing.
Okay, yeah, the middle
of the knee spot or something.
Well, yeah, that could get you over with a PL. PL will get a dilation in the second round.
So we could run a
If it's Nagash in the call, that would account for the dilation. But you probably have a different vowel pattern, a different vowel pattern for the PL. PL gets that dilation, but also gets a different vowel pattern.
Yeah, I thought he died when he gave that.
Okay. Oh, it was. Did they give
one to me?
Yeah, maybe they did.
Thank you.
I'm going to make a phone call.
Yeah, it's put a hard disk online like it was internal. Yeah. Yeah. That would be a piece of PL. Okay, so it's in addition to being one known as a PL, right? They may have stuck it in there just because the pattern turns out to be the same for Peel and one nun in that family. You could either consider that digestion is a result of a nun or a result of Peel, and the vowel end up being the same. So that might even be a debatable point on the... Or it, well, here's another possibility. There may be the call form that doesn't exist, and then the PL form does exist. And so they'll go ahead and use the PL form if they're wanting to talk about the perfect, and they'll use a call form in the imperfect. That's probably what happens. Well, that's the thing I'm trying to think of. They may coincide in the imperfect and the form just because the one nun, you know, gets the nun assimilated in the dagesh, and the PL would also get a dagesh, but for a different reason. The only difference might be vowel patterns. And I have to double check on that to see if the vowel patterns count. So we'll call right off hand.
Okay. And the other form that I checked, so it's not a test. 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 I read a thing that the program has got the Bible on.
Are you doing that as a common in the classes?
Yeah, they have
a shrink on your own.
Yeah, from I let you lose all this.
Yeah, I
the door comes out. And then they scrunch the whole thing. And then they built
somebody comes to
the database and word broke.
Somebody rolled that room and
computed some word patterns or more water. And it's all in English, so that's the deal.
Start out
file with the diet, so we live in person.
You might want to do that. You'd like to protect whoever's teaching meditation.
I'd like to look for the phrase,
the dawn of
the Lord.
You might want to, you know, let the teacher know how to do the research and then look up on the Lord. You might be aligned with that.
Was
it a great deal?
No,
we're so far away from the way that they talk.
They had a few people crazy when I showed up on my doorstep.
Good. Jim, were you able to get that wire on yet, or would you want
to? No, I haven't done it yet.
Okay,
you're going to go?
We'll probably be around for at least a half an hour.
Come on, I'm going to do it right now.
Okay. Or if it's something you can tell me where it is, I could probably just stick it on.
Yeah, well, it's on the side of the carburetor. It's this little blue connector. And if you lift up, take the air cleaner off, there's one hose